not familiar, Jeff Trito, Trito Architects, the architect of the building for the stadium.
I have it, you need it.
Mike has it behind you, we need information.
There's three, but, alright. This is the plan as originally approved for the entry. The ticket booth and the size of the canopy. And this is showing the proposed, the changes that we consider. So the ticket booth container went from 40 foot to 30. Size of the canopy. We still have the same number of gates for entry and egress. That's what it looked like initially. This is what we're now coming back with.
It was sort of a two-part change. What the first was, we wanted so behind the entrance is a two 40-foot containers that represent our merchandise area. So what we wanted was access to the merchandise area when there's not a game in play. So reducing the ticket container from 40 feet to 30 feet allowed for that to happen. And then on the canopy, we just felt it was a bit over-designed and it was a VE item, so we made it smaller.
Prior approval, and then this one has the design is consistent with the rest of the canopies on the stadium. So we still have the wood elements.
To show that, Jeff, just go back to the one previously where it shows the. So again, you can see it's bigger and it's got a more elevated treatment. But again, these are just VE items. You know, building a landfill has not been a cheap date, right, Greg? So we've had to find ways to, still, maintain the design, but reallocate dollars.
Well, then the revised front canopy matches the other canopies along the bathrooms and the rest of the stadium now. The other ones always did look like this, and now this one's just is set up to match the others.
Again, there were no materials. Normally, we would refer to the plans in the packet, but there are no plans in the packet, so we'll have to grasp some kind of motion. Something along the lines that the Plan Commission is approving what was shown at the Plan Commission meeting. Or not approving what was shown at the Plan Commission, leaving it as previously.
Okay, well, let's
do that. Just so I understand, we don't have this, didn't we submit the new plans?
For staff review.
Oh, you're saying that it's not in the packet today?
Correct.
But staff has this picture.
I don't think I have the color.
They have the render, the proposed plan.
I know I have the bubble plans. I don't know if I have the elevations. So I know I have.
Okay,
that's
how we'll do it. Okay. Any motion will be subject to the planning staff getting these drawings. Okay.
So.
Change of the entrance and the ticket cargo containers. Is there a motion to approve the reduction in sizes of both the container and the canopy? Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion on the motion. Okay. Motion on the floor to allow a reduction of the ticket. Cargo containers to 30 feet, right?
Do something. Yeah, 40 degrees.
Well, So as it's in the motion, so and the canopy 6 feet. All those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The other changes.
That also
change
the removal of wood.
Canopy?
Yes.
Is that it? So we got glass railings and the fence area for that
region. And the original was set up, but we didn't have the detail when you guys originally approved the beer garden detail, and it was set up with the same concerns on the details of the railing materials, the flooring materials, all that sort of stuff was to be reviewed and approved by staff level. The big change here is this clearly showed a glass, you know, section underneath the railing, and we want to change it to a wire mesh. Honestly, part of it's cost, part of it is maintaining glass railings is not an easy task. So it made more sense to change this to a mesh railing, but since that was significant enough, we wanted to bring it back to you guys.
Is there a motion to allow a change to the railing and the screen?
So moved.
The cargo container, moving the one from on the west side of the project to phase two.
Overall site plan. Yep. So originally we had container number 6 on the right is a 40-foot concession stand container, and then over next to number 3, next to the lawn game area, there was another 40-foot concession stand container. That was all meant to be built in phase one. What we're asking now is to take number 3 and we'll put that into a future phase. A lot of it is you got a concession stand in the beer garden, concessions area is kind of involved and we don't need 2 of them right next to each other. So we're asking for number 3 to be taken out of phase one and put into a future phase.
That's the change for the entry railing.
And so really a future phase is probably not at all.
Probably not, given the health department's position on these containers. They're nothing more than cashier, very expensive way to sell chips and low yield. So there's other methods and models that we're putting in front of the health department. If we can't put a hood in it, if we can't grill in it, what's the point? Unless we win the argument with the health department and we can find a solution around enabling the container, which...
I wouldn't bank on that one. Is there a motion to approve moving 3 to a future phase?
So moved.
Unspecified future
phase. Second.
Discussion of that? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That will be a significant, as you know, that's
I know. We're getting closer, though, from what I understand. Thank you.
Joel?
Temperance and lighting plan.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm Jason from Stevens Construction, 1134 North 9th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Can we get Jason a microphone? Because this is... Thank you.
Stevens Construction is building the outbuildings at the site. We commissioned the updated site photometrics plan, which is the light study. It was done with Excel engineers out of Oshkosh. We took the original data with the overall photometrics plan done by Marceau several months ago. We updated it with the wall sconces, the exterior wall sconces on the buildings 4, 4A, 4B, 5, 6, under canopy lighting at 1, 4A, 4B, basically all the canopies. We also included the beer garden festoon lights, which is not currently in part of our scope, but is part of the comprehensive lighting plan. I did have some emails back and forth with with Joel in regards to how the photometric study changed from the original one done several months ago to the one that was completed, I believe, in mid-March. As alluded to earlier, photometric studies are an exact science. However, it is somewhat proprietary. The information provided to us previously was put into a completely new model, which did slightly alter the output. It was very, very similar, but it's almost like a dot matrix laid over this with individual numbers that show your candle power. So the dots weren't in the exact space, but if you got a candle foot of like 1, it might have adjusted to 0.8 or 1.2 in some cases. I did confirm that several times with the engineer that it was a completely new model and that the matrix interacts slightly different from one to the next. So it's not necessarily the same software, not necessarily the same layout, but lighting levels did not change significantly overall. There is the large stadium lights are providing almost all the lighting for the facility. The wall sconces and under canopy, the wall sconces in particular did not add much. The under canopy lights did add a little bit, but not a significant amount.
So most of the changes are here, correct?
Even smaller, just around the beer garden area.
Right, and one of the things that I wanted to propose is that we don't add the sconces. And Jason, I would defer to you on the canopy lighting, but it's a change. Those changes, it was like a $50,000 change order, and what was explained to me is it just fundamentally didn't change the photometric plan, so it was purely an aesthetics point of view.
Correct. But,
so maybe you can add color to that.
The wall sconces. The wall sconces in particular did not add much as far as foot candle. We went. We have like 1.1, which is not very much on the outside of some of the container buildings. Around 3 and 2, around 5, 6 in particular. They're really just there as decorative. They're not there adding anything for egress or, you know, not anything for wayfinding. There's the lights on the inside of the container buildings will actually be brighter than the lights on the outside.
Those are prior conditions. No details, just that they provide building and decorative lights. We didn't get any more specific.
So we have the previous study that was done without the decorative, and we have the updated one with the proposed decorative lighting, and we have provided that. It kind of shows there's not a significant change from one to the other.
Do you have the original decorative lighting plan?
No, you have the original site. Greg, if you could help out
original
with
the site lighting with the parking lot lights and the field lights.
Joel, correct me if I'm wrong, but that didn't necessarily apply to the stadium. Is that correct? The decorative lighting,
yes.
It did.
Yes. We just didn't specify how many there were, just somewhere in or around the stadium.
And would illuminated signage check the box for that?
As a combination, I'd be okay with solely, they'd have to say it's okay.
And I went to the interpretation of that when we didn't have the details when you guys approved that. We said we would do the comprehensive photometric plan as we added lights, and that included decorative lighting. I took it more as if we put decorative lighting in, and we figured we would need some somewhere, we would add that to the photometrics. It wasn't a requirement to install, is it like Mike said, $50,000 or the decorative lights on the outsides of these buildings that barely move. They don't change the needle on the overall photometrics here. They're not being added because we have to have the additional light. I mean, you say this room, if it's at 20-foot candles, I mean, our field's 100 on the field. When you're right off the field, the decorative lights aren't even noticeable. I'd rather get that clarified, that the decorative lighting is not required, but if we did put it in and we do need some, then we could add it to the photometrics.
I mean, I think how we prefer to solve for this, if it's possible, to the extent it's possible, is the, you know, in section 1, 4, and I believe wherever that main signage is, so let's call it between 6 and 7, those are all illuminated products, so it gives you that plus. We'd like to use landscape lighting. So I think I understand the expectation. It's no different than we've done up there, but I don't, you know, the notion to spend $50,000 on it just is it's a tough thing for us to get our arms around.
And it's hard to comprehend the effect of what that's going to have. I'd like to be able to have a way, and we're only a couple weeks from turning the ball field lights on, to see what that does to the area, to see if additional lighting or decorative lighting is necessary. My fear is we're putting all this lights in thinking it's needed and you won't even notice it when the big lights are on anyway.
So, okay, let me jump in here. The issue that I have right now is I don't know from where we're coming to where we're going. I don't know if you have 10 lights around these containers, a few around this one. This one's going away, but you have 6 around that one. I just don't know what we're talking about. No, in terms of, we've got now a number that's $50,000. I don't know what that means. So I don't know, I can't say, let's cut it in half. I can't say, let's get rid of it, because I don't know what we're talking about. I'll be entering them in the city engineer.
I don't know. I was under the impression that we were looking for an aesthetic break, you know, architecturally, break up the side of the building and put some homes, a more homespun look on these corrugated metal buildings, okay, these canisters. And we were trying to architecturally kind of dress it up a little bit. That was part of it, not necessarily, as a guidance and a lightweight. So correct me, Joel, if I was wrong, but I thought that was part of the reasoning and the logic behind it.
Yes. The intent of that condition, because there's two conditions. One is about the building lighting and decorative lighting. That's one condition. The other condition is about the comprehensive lighting plan. The condition for the building and decorative lighting, my intent was primarily decorative, hoping that if there was something like the back side of a building or the side of a building facing away from the stadium lights that was a little dark, you can kill two birds with one stone. Put up a decorative light and solve a little dark area at the same time. That's what my intent was. I never tried to say they had to have a certain number of lights or a certain style of lights. I wanted to leave them have that flexibility. I'm still okay with as long as there are some. Some could be signs, some could be landscaping, as long as there still are some. And I also talked to Greg that I also know, so that's the one condition. So I'm flexible with that. I think I can make those calls as long as there's some. If they want to remove all the building lighting or all the decorative lighting, then that's what I'm saying, Plan Commission has to decide. That's one condition. The other one was the comprehensive lighting, and I'm just saying that, yes, I understand that this might change, and then the comprehensive lighting plan would be revised, and I'm not going to make a change it every single time. I'll wait until there's a whole bunch of little changes or a big change, then I'd ask for a revised plan, and then if it looks a lot different than what was approved tonight by the Plan Commission, I would recommend that we bring it back again.
The reality is, if you put 100-watt sconce here and 100-watt sconce here and a light over this guy to light up the logo, you're going to do any difference on the photometrics. So now it becomes, we all talked about, aesthetics. And can you go back, Mr. Trito, just to the site plan? So if we look at this plan, all of this area is going to have tons of light when the game's on. Now, if I rent it out for my 45th wedding anniversary and I just want to use this area, how's that get lit without this area being on? That's what goes through my head. And I don't know how that, I don't know how it's lit. So bear with me, right? But then looking at that, lights are out, you're going to need something on this side of this guy, unless there's some light there existing. I don't know. need some light here and over here, you know, on these sides. But to me, it doesn't have to be a lot.
Yeah, so I think we would concur with everything you guys are saying. I just to get the permit, we had to put together a plan, right? And that plan, unfortunately, was maybe best effort, but it came in at $50,000. So I'd like to go back to the drawing board if we can work with Joel. Just, you know, we just got to be that, and we'll work in the best interest of.
And that plan for it is roughly $50,000. Does have minimal lighting on the exterior, and it's not a very.
What are you charging
$50,000? Yeah. I mean,
that,
maybe that's the bigger question.
Well, electricians are hard to come by.
But wasn't it the batteries? Isn't that batteries? Wasn't that
the part of that? The batteries for the all-weather Upper Midwest batteries do raise the price for.
Wait a minute, your battery backup on these lights?
Yes.
Is that a requirement of ours?
Not mine. Could be building inspection.
All right, so is there a motion to direct staff to work with the applicant to provide an appropriate amount of decorative lighting, not $50,000?
So moved.
Second.
Forget the number. Just work with staff on appropriate.
Sure.
All those in favor of that motion?
Yeah. So even during a baseball game, when you turn the lights off for, say, fireworks, there's going to be a lot of people walking around. I do think you want to put significant amount of exterior lighting that's not the bright stuff.
Agreed, but that's different than the decorative lighting.
Okay. As long as you understand it.
Now, Mr. Trito has got to tell me,
I think
there's additional lighting, walkway light, you know, pole lights and things like that. Are there?
Because you're going to have a lot of pedestrians walking around in dark times.
Will the emergency lighting provide enough? Will that be on?
The emergency lighting, we have it set up now that the big ball field lights are the primary emergency egress lights. They're on a backup generator. If power goes out, the big lights kick on. That's your emergency egress to get out of the site.
What happens? Fireworks show.
Yeah. I don't know what the setup would be for after.
Well, you're not going to have the ball field lights on if you're going to do fireworks.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we've approved any fireworks.
Yeah, we haven't approved.
Sorry.
You think you're an alderman?
It's been discussed.
Not approved fireworks.
Doesn't come from there.
Yeah.
Well, as an example, I mean, or a concert where you got the lights out, somebody singing or something.
No, lights can be. They're not 100% on or 100% off. I think there's 8 different levels of lighting that we can do with the big ball field lights, as well as there's some other emergency egress lighting on the back side of those.
Are those LEDs where you can turn them on instantly? Or
yeah, they're LEDs.
Okay, so the motion is to work with staff on lighting, period, okay? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. What else, Joel?
Who had the motion in second again? I had the thanks.
Okay, Joel. So deleting cargo 3 we already did. Did we do the entrance features? Did we do that yet?
Yep.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
No, well, we just have the on the press box, the guardrail. We did that in the hop yard.
No press box.
Okay.
I'm not aware of anything there.
Well, didn't we change? I don't know. Maybe I've dreamt this. It was another change order. That's how I know these things.
What's the press box?
Well, wasn't there a change, Jason? Help me. Wasn't there a change to from a mesh wire to glass?
Yes.
The press box.
It's already in production.
We got the 3D of the press box on that.
You did that.
No, that was the hop yard.
We did the beer garden.
You
want
to go
now they're looking about the press.
We don't want
it.
Because of safety concerns. So this is the upper deck, and I believe it was mesh, and it was only, I want to say, 36 inches.
It's already in production.
Right, well, I wanted to make it a little dramatic, but whatever, thanks.
Oh, you wanted to make
it? Well, we gave it to you. So we gave the glass, and it cost us a penny. But so we are doing the glass in the front, but. But do what?
Glass. So anyway, so we don't have.
There weren't many options, but.
Nothing to do on the press box, right?
I have nothing on the press box. It's going to be gorgeous.
There is nothing left.
It's
going
to be gorgeous.
I just wanted to make sure that the Plan Commission was comfortable with the changes to the comprehensive lighting plan. If you're comfortable, no motion is necessary. If you're uncomfortable, then there might be a motion.
action regarding encumbrance plan.
Uncomfortable.
Is there a motion to approve resolution amending the site plan for a property located at 7035 Ballpark, South Ballpark Drive to revise certain aspects of the stadium plan as discussed in this meeting this evening, including reducing the footprint of the front entrance gateway into the stadium, removing the concession cargo container, we call it number 3, west of the beer garden, and from the first phase of the stadium to the subsequent phase, and replacing glass railings on the upper level of the beer garden cargo containers with the wire mesh railings, and instruct staff to work with the applicant regarding non-field lighting.
So moved.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.